other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number two. Glad the last caller brought up this article, because later I will get into it more. I barely mentioned it yesterday, and I did something that I do a lot, and I apologize for it. Instead of exaggerating what's going on, as people seem to think I do sometimes, and certainly that does happen occasionally, everybody's guilty of hyperbole. Normally things are worse than I said. And reading over the legislation that Arizona passed, it doesn't just say cuss words. So I've been saying, if you cuss online, they can arrest you. That's not what it is. It's the Cyberbullying Act. It says any offensive language, anything disparaging or hurtful. I mean, just totally unconstitutional. And let me tell you, the Supreme Court throws out Obamacare, I get a little more hope. They did rule the Second Amendment's individual right. But it's a battle of ideas. We've got to be out there stating the facts against the lies. When these globalists come out and say, arrest people that don't agree with global warming being man-made or put us in psychiatric wards, shout them down. Say, hey, you don't try to arrest me for my speech. You're a tyrant. I want you to have your speech, but don't you call for my arrest. That's treasonous. That's dangerous. That's authoritarian. You shut up. Because let me tell you, I'm for all speech until somebody says get rid of somebody's speech. So you go ahead. You talk as much as you want, but I'm going to be screaming right back in your face. Sasha in Nevada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Okay, 1 minute. I'm an old school hacker. I work for Bill Gates. I go way, way back on all of this stuff, and I really enjoy your program. You educate me every day, and I wanted to bring up something to you which you must know about, and I've sent you multiple messages, and even a letter once. The message was titled, Google is Laughing at You. You talk about the NDAA. You talk about Google and Facebook's relationships with the CIA, all that kind of stuff. Mike Adams had an article about how buying storable foods can put you on a watch list, and I just wanted to talk about the problem that about this Google Analytics and how it's basically Google owns the internet, and how everybody is complicit in this, including InfoWars. You guys include this Google Analytics spyware on your website, and I know it provides a lot of useful statistics and stuff, but it also allows Google to run code on all the users' machines, which could pretty much do anything, including turning on your webcam or
sure, if you don't block it. Look, looking at this, we choose to attack Apple for what it does, but I own an iPhone. We choose to assail Google to tell them to stop accessing computers without authorization, which they've been caught doing. I'm no hacker like you. I just read what the experts say, and I've had big debates around here. We would not be able to. It's like we're going into the Matrix. People say, why do you use? I'll hold you over because you kind of disagree. And I think you're making a pertinent point. And it's a decision here. Either we're going to be in the Matrix and fight in the Matrix, or I can sit outside the Matrix, but the people I want to reach aren't in the Matrix. You see the point I'm making?
Absolutely. That's true. And you have to be on the internet, and that's true. But I think that I wanted to start a movement. Like, I was inspired by one of your callers who got everybody to get off of the registration service from GoDaddy because they were supporting SOPA. And this is in doing this, I wrote a little software product to block this. And as part of that, I researched this, and I went ahead and loaded the top 1 million websites on Alexa. And it was shocking to me, and this is really blew my mind, and I'm in this area. And
well, stay there. I'm going to give you the floor for a few minutes when we get back to break down how this works, what's going on, and how everybody just gives Google access to their site, and so then Google is able to basically track and control the web. My issue is I'm now using the Google system two ways to expose what they're doing, but I have to be interfaced with it to do it. But explain to me how I can get around that when we come back.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is open phones. We are now 8 minutes into this second hour of worldwide broadcast. We're talking to Sasha in Nevada, who says he's a hacker and wants to point out some of the things that are going on the Internet. Speaking of the Internet, because callers have been calling in about this, we mentioned this yesterday, our article, and it got a lot of circulation on the Internet. Arizona passes sweeping Internet censorship bill, legislation to make it illegal to use offensive language online. The state legislature of Arizona has passed a bill that vastly broadens telephone harassment laws and applies them to the Internet and other means of electronic communication. The law, which is being pushed under the guise of an anti-bullying campaign, would mean that anything communicated or published online that was deemed to be offensive by the state, including editorials, illustrations, and even satire, could be criminally punished. And it's passed out of one side. It hasn't fully passed yet, so that's good. I tend to condense info down when I'm taking calls or hurry up and get to the next person, and I'm saying it had passed. It's only passed one side. Hasn't passed the full legislature. The Comic Book Legal Defense Fund breaks down the Arizona House Bill 2549. The bill is sweepingly broad and would make it a crime to communicate via electronic means speech that is intended to annoy, offend, harass, terrify, as well as certain sexual speech, because the bill is not limited to one communications. HB 2549 would apply to the Internet as a whole, thus criminalizing all manner of writing, cartoons, and other protected material the state finds offensive or annoying. So you go to a website and you don't like what you're seeing, and you go file something, and they come after you, and it goes on from there. And it's basically word for word. I've looked at the bill. The Cyberbullying Act does exactly what Congress has been trying to pass. Every time some poor kid commits suicide because people are being mean to him online, they say, we got to criminalize speech for everybody. Number one, why are the parents letting all their kids do this? Why are you letting your children on the Internet when they're 12 years old? Why do you have them in public schools? Why do you subject them to this dead culture? I mean, I've said it. You'd be better to your kids not even know how to read or write, but to know how to work on a car or clean out a garage or paint than, I mean, all these people have college degrees now, and they can't even get a job. And the illegal aliens are driving around in brand-new cars, living in nice houses because they know what makes money. The old carpentry, you know, things like that. And I'm not saying college is worthless, but it's close to worthless with a lot of the different degrees because it costs too much. You're not going to get enough money out of that degree because the jobs don't exist because we've been deindustrialized. The high-skilled jobs, there's maybe a third of what there was in the 70s. That's a conservative estimate. I'm going to shut up now. It's just all of this ties together. Now, Sasha in Nevada called in during the last segment, if you missed it, and just recap that. So you're a good, you know, great computer person, work for Bill Gates, and you're pointing out that Google is laughing at us, and you've sent us articles about this. Send it to us again, and I'll try to do a search on it and maybe even post what you have to say. I know what you're saying is true, and I was explaining why we use Google Analytics and things. It's because we can interface with the Matrix. Just like I said, I use an iPhone, but I talk about how they should change their labor practices and pay people enough so they don't commit suicide. And they now are doing that. So all of this tech is built the same way. All of it is immoral. So I use it as a hypocrite, but the excuse is I can shoot videos on that driving down the road that'll be seen by a million people or more. Criticizing it and pointing out, by the way, I'm using an iPhone. I'm a hypocrite. But by the way, they should charge you, you know, $5 more for an iPhone, and that would actually raise those people's standard of living. But the globalists don't want that. I mean, Al Gore runs Apple. What do you expect? He's a monstrous person. You know, he owns oil companies that literally are the number one company chopping down rainforest on record. Occidental, just vicious. And then lectures you all day to pay him carbon tax money through his carbon consortium. I see idiots send me emails. They go, or comments all the time, we'll pay our carbon taxes to Al Gore. Oh, yeah? You are ignorant. See, people realize that's crazy to pay Al Gore money. So it's like, oh, that can't be true. That he doesn't run an oil company. Oh, actually, he does. Wow, Alex is right. Oh, you don't pay your carbon taxes to him. Yeah, you do. The Chicago Exchange, he's a big part of that. Gore and Blood, I'm not joking. It's called Gore and Blood. Or is it Blood and Gore? No, it's Gore and Blood. Guys, Google Gore and Blood, carbon trading, London, England. It's the big exchange. The Rothschild front in the city of London, in London, is called Gore and Blood. That's his company. It's not a pun, Gore and Blood, Blood and Gore. It's called Blood and Gore, or Gore and Blood. It's Gore and Blood carbon trading. It's a big company, and they make you buy it. I mean, you literally pay him that money. Side issue. The caller is bringing up a very central point, and we've had debates about it. For a while, I just had Google turned on the back end. They couldn't track everything my IT folks told me with that, but that way I could see what we're reaching and what we're doing. Very valuable information. But when you go to the Oracle and tell it what you want to know, it now knows what you are thinking. And it's the same thing. It's like in Lord of the Rings, I love to use it as an analogy, where you know, there's an article, Blood and Gore, the nickname for Al Gore's carbon trading firm, that is poised to make billions of dollars from carbon credits. And again, it's the nickname because the principal is what Lord Blood and then Al Gore. You can look it up. Side issue. Continuing here, you can actually find their website. This is what I'm saying. That Gandalf's telling them, don't look into that crystal. They're like, but I can see what's going on in faraway lands. And he said, yeah, but Sauron or Saruman can also look right back through. You never know who's watching. Throw the bag over it. People used to come to my house over a decade ago and laugh at me that I'd covered up cameras on computers and stuff. And they're like, oh, they're watching you. Now they admit they are. So I get what the caller is saying. It's just that then you should turn Google cookies off, which I do at my house. And then Google got caught breaking through those. So does Microsoft. I know. So you can either unplug from it all or use it to crush the enemy. I believe that these things go two ways. You understand that? Now, I can barely turn a computer on. I just read what all the experts say. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sasha, and tell us your big idea on a piece of code you've written, and then others can write similar code that can really expose these people. You've got the floor. Go ahead.
Okay, before that, I'm just going to spend 30 seconds, and I didn't mean to beat you up on this.
I need to hold on. I need to be beat up because I need to be beat up so I can show and say where I stand on this. Because we've had these discussions. No one's just ever brought it up to me. So I want you to know where I stand, part of total transparency. But go ahead.
Okay, let me take another example. Let's say you go to AlJazeera.com and who's operated by a foreign group and so forth. You go there and you're reading an article about U.S. government spying. Well, the fact is that on that article there on Al Jazeera, they're including Google, Facebook, and Twitter code on there. Now, it can be implemented in different ways, but the way that it works, that where people commonly put the Facebook like button on their pages, they include a block of code from Facebook that draws that button. Well, that block of code that draws that button also goes ahead and communicates all your personal information, the fact that you've read there, even can log your keystrokes and turn on your camera and all that you said. Well, actually, the Facebook one can't, but the Google one can. And let's then back to your site. You include Google Analytics, and yes, that's a lot of useful information, but I would argue that that's not necessary at all for your end users. And if you just didn't include that code, you're complicit in running this code for Google. If this code wasn't on your site, then it wouldn't be able to be tracked. And there are.
I understand. You were saying you did, the top sites on Alexa and found most of them have it, right?
I took and loaded 1 million websites. I know it's the largest study to date. I know that the largest study beyond that, and I'll write an article for that. And probably it'll be in the Wall Street Journal. It'd be great if you guys could write the article. I'll send you all the data. But I loaded the top 1 million websites, and of those 1 million websites, 700,000 of the top 1 million websites are including Google Analytics, or some, or maybe 75% of them are including Google, Facebook, or Twitter, all three of the code that they run for other people. And I would say that the solution is there's a solution for the end user and there's a solution for the webmaster. I was thinking about more of the webmaster side. The solution for the end user is there are solutions. None of them really completely work.
We've tried. That's what I'm saying. They've built the architecture where you pretty much need this. So explain to me how we do it without it and can still interface and effectively fight the globalist. Explain how we do that and we will do it. Yeah, I mean, you've got my absolute word on that. If we can find a solution, we are waging war against these people. We are exposing them. I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. It's just that take the ad company we were using for the software to display ads. Google then bought that. I mean, the problem is many times we're using something that isn't spying on people and Google comes and buys it. So it's like whack-a-mole. And I don't have that much money. I don't have that big of an IT team. And so we're just constantly just trying to keep the sites up and working. And it's all a process. But I absolutely hear what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying, too. Specifically to Google Analytics, it would take more work, but you don't need to run it. You can get those same statistics without it. As far as YouTube and using YouTube, yes, go ahead and use it. That's a great using their tool against them, and that's the best way to get the information out there. as far as the Facebook button.
Yes, well, hold on, stay there. We're going to have to come back and we'll get to other callers, but I want you to finish up. You said you have a plan. You should have a piece of software. I want to hear about that. Stay there. I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Telling me some of the stuff he's up to, and I've gotten a pretty good gauge on callers over the years. He sounds like a pretty credible guy, and he's certainly doing some pretty interesting stuff. Let me tell you, the really good computer programmers, hackers out there are one of the best things we've got going for us, and most of them love liberty, because when you're intelligent, you love liberty. That's one of the prerequisites. Of course, there's evil people that who are also intelligent, but that's a minority. It's just good people tend to never actually stand up to the corrupt. And it's only when we actually see it as our job to stand up and crush the corrupt that we start seeing real movement. And the globalists are experts at also co-opting people that are intelligent. But finishing up your point, in the next few days you're going to send me this article that you're putting together, and we'll put it on Infowars.com after we go over it some. Finish up any other points you wanted to make.
No, that's great, Alex. The only thing I would say is that one of the things I'm a little disheartened about is that it seems that with the fact that Google has, basically got their code on every single website, so it doesn't matter what article you're reading on what site it's there. I think what the real solution is that at some point somebody needs to form another internet, a second internet, one that's kind of, it could run on top of the current internet, because if somebody pulls a plug on the internet, information sources like yours and so forth could just be turned off overnight. And I know that, you worry about these things too. And so there needs to be another solution so that, we have some like CB radio sideband equivalent of an internet, so that information can still get out if it gets to that point.
Sure. Well, Google is clearly a government construction, an elitist construction. Now at the Bilderberg Group, Google is right up there at the top, because they understand that they're taking over the entire economy and infrastructure with a system with built-in back doors and Trojan horses to absolutely control all information. And as Google now admits, try to predict the future. So this is an attempt to create an information singularity, or an omnipresent awareness, or at least a dim counterfeit of that. And it's very, very serious. Look forward to that email. Thank you so much. Okay, now I will try to hurry through calls. It's just that these callers are always so good. We've got a bunch of news coming up, too. Reverend Bruce in New York, welcome to the airwaves.
Finally. God bless you. I have a couple of comments to make about Obama's background, and then I want to briefly ask you about the Bilderberg meeting. But before that, I just want to say, at the end of the day, I don't care what the devil is doing, what his people are doing, God has the last say, and he is in control. And on that note, concerning Obama's background, prior to Obama being elected to office, I don't remember the gentleman's name. He was being interviewed, and he had a lot of information on Obama. He did a great amount of investigation. That's one of the reasons why I didn't vote for Obama. What he had said was concerning Obama's family in Kenya, that they had a background that were originally Arabs. They were Arabs. They came into Kenya, and they held the current government hijacked, took over the Kenyan government.
No, that's Webster Tarpley, and he's written two books on Obama. That's all true. That's all true about Obama and Odinga. And they used a Muslim-Christian war to get Odinga in a new position. They created the prime ministership. And so, yes, that's what Obama did.
Not only that, Michelle encouraged Obama to become a Christian, so he would be more electable to become president or to get into office. So he was not a Christian. He became a Christian just for electability. Also, there was an article online that a gentleman wrote who went to a dinner, a supper over in Russia. And there was a woman who was a communist that told him all about Obama, his rearing, and who he would be back in the 80s. She educated him on this black man who would run and become president, that he is a communist and they're waiting for him. And she gave a whole lot of details about Obama and how he was raised to be president, and he was also a communist. He wrote a whole article. I have that on my desktop. If you want, I could email that article.
Sure, sure. What I think's going on with Obama is he's like a multifaceted shapeshifter politically. He's all those things and has all those backgrounds, but he has CIA from the time he's born in his background. So the truth is, we don't know who Obama is. We only know that he's not who he says he is. That's 100%. He's got three or four different names. His records are all blocked. He is not who he says he is. His official story is a lie.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FloJack, 855-4-FloJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We found ourselves seeking shelter against the wind.
Okay. Let me do this right now. Let me go ahead and get into some more of the news, and then I'm going to go back to your phone calls, Martin, Kevin, Brad, Paul, Patrick, and others that are patiently holding. We'll go to Martin first here in just a few minutes. Here is some of the other news that we've got. Supreme Court ruling allows strip searches for any arrest. And they're saying that, yes, if you get arrested for any reason, it allows a strip search, which includes, I guess, a cavity search. And it implies that everyone should be strip searched. So Now, even when you go into a custodial arrest, like your mom gets arrested for a warrant, you're 5 years old, the government takes you, you better believe the CPS wants to do that strip search because that's why they got into that profession. How many TSA workers have now been caught being pedophiles or running prostitution rings? It's like every day. They're so rampant about it, and they're so open. I've seen cases where they rape women in parking lots. By the way, I have some TSA news coming up next. So Supreme Court ruling allows strip search for any arrest. I've been arrested quite a few times demonstrating and protesting. And the police in New York, I don't even think they frisked me. I was wearing a T-shirt and jeans. They told me empty out my pockets. I've been frisked in the Austin jail a few times, but just, you know, checking. But no, going to do the strip search. Got to enjoy the humiliation. I've seen videos online in the jails when men are stripping women. The women cry and they just start beating the daylights out of them. Because, again, you're going to get dungeon keeper types who like abusing people. Does that mean all police are like that? No. But the bad ones get in there and they're protected and they're promoted. In fact, I did nothing at the Austin jail and this about 4'9" guy. Oh, maybe he was 5 feet. I'm not knocking people that are short. I'm only 5'10". The point is, this guy was no way he was above 5 feet. And I say that because I don't remember his name, so people know who he is if he still works there. He was red hair, looked like he was about 40. I'd been arrested protesting the thumb scanning by the state police. They were friendly, took me down there. And bring me in, and the little redhead guy tells me, turn around while he frisked me and starts shoving my head. Not super hard. It was definitely assault, banging my head into the cinder block. It's like, get up against that wall. Just a little, I'm a runt wimp, and I've got this job so I can shove people bigger than me around all day and feel powerful. I don't know how pathetic I look. How pathetic and weak this is. And I just felt sorry for the guy. Man, you want to work in a jail so you can shove somebody's head in the wall. Didn't smart off, didn't say anything. Just, I got arrested to talk about biometrics and where all that was going and to warn people about the cashless society and how they would shut down garage sales and farmers markets, which they're now doing. Harassing lemonade stands. I was pointing out that they want this cashless society for total control. If you're not a good globalist, they just turn your thumbprint off. Turn your face scan off. So I was there for a reason. I was getting the attention I wanted to the issue. And it was on the news. You know, hundreds of people showed up for the protest. So I was very polite and very nice. And he enjoyed, I don't know, 4 or 5 times running my head into the wall. And then he was like, gonna do something? like a little leprechaun or something. He made you look like a leprechaun. And they had red hair, looked like a leprechaun. And I was just like, okay, man, whatever. You know, if that's the best you can do, great. But no, they got other dungeon keepers like to strap you down in those chairs, the rapes that go on, the murders that go on. There have been a lot of murders in the Travis County lockup, so I'm lucky. You know, they kill quite a few people in there. It's always an accident. There's been a new video out of Chicago where they break the guy's neck for no reason and then wheel him out on camera and nobody got in trouble. So they just kill whoever they want. So now this article opens up a whole nother subject and a whole nother area. Because it made national news 4 or 5 years ago that we had her on the show when a woman from Lago Vista stopped at her community outside Austin, like a golf course lake community, and it's one of those places where the mailboxes are up on the top of the hill. And so she got her mail, and the kids got out, like mine do sometimes as they pull up near the house, and they were out of their seatbelts. Police officer pulls her over. On record, she didn't do anything. This was all in the newspaper. She said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just, my house is right there, you know, 100 yards away. And he goes, you're going to jail. Takes her to jail. They call the CPS. later her doctor husband, the police came to his house and beat him up. The police drove by because it's quasi-countryside out there, and they were burning brush. Everybody does, burning cedar trees. And I had him on the show. It was on the news. We covered the whole thing. And so they beat him up and took him to jail. It's like once they're going to start showing you, hey, we're going to show you, because he went on national news. Just 5 years ago, maybe it was 6 years ago, guys, search the term under web. Woman arrested in Lago Vista for no seatbelt. And then it'll give me the actual day because time just flies. It might even been like 2004, 2005. I can't remember. I just get obsessed on mindless factoids. Sorry, listeners. And now they start strip searching people. And this has become a big issue. In fact, in the Supreme Court case, they're taking women mainly who've never been touched by another man other than their husband. And I mean, they're taking people to jail that don't belong in jail. Goody two shoes, old ladies. Goody two shoes, young women. Pastors of churches. I mean, you see it all the time because the system wants, they encourage police in many cities now to get people booked. There's bigger fines, fees. It gets people in to get their fingerprints biometrically. This is on record. Get them in the jail. So you've got women who have never been in trouble in their life, and they're suddenly in a holding tank with murderers. They are suddenly in these jails with feces on the ground, snot all over the walls, vomit everywhere. I've been in quite a few jails protesting. In fact, when I don't want to be arrested for no reason at all, one time in New York, I mean, it was like 100+ degrees in there in the summer. Jail guards like out of a movie, like Quasimodo or something, where they were dragging one leg over with the keys in their hand. They're like, oh, you like it? And standing there with a McDonald's bag and an orange drink next to the person going, you want food? What you going to do for it? What you going to do for it? And I was like, this is entertaining. I might want to stay in here. I mean, talk about a sociology investigation. And then sweetly coming back over with the McDonald's, because I guess that's what they feed you there, because they don't have food. It's McDonald's. And then going, here's the food for you. They're like, and then the weirdos in the jail's going, oh, thank you. I mean, I was like, whoa, get me out of here. But in a weird way, it was like, wow, I want to stay in here and see what else happens. This is bizarre. These, because it was like some weird nerd who was getting off on people being behind bars, and they had power, and it was guaranteed the guy had an 80 IQ or lower. Like a village idiot walking by with keys, dragging them down, because it had old big keys in this old precinct. It was over a 100-year-old jail, and he had like this big ring of keys, and you see this stuff, and it's like something out of a movie, dragging keys down. Aside, I was only in there 2 hours, and like 300 protesters marched, you know, halfway across the city where they took me and stood around chanting. And just because the New York police were lazy and because the captain got called out when he was asleep, it was like 10 o'clock at night, he comes and says, listen, I want to go home and go to bed. We're just going to release you. You shouldn't have been arrested anyways, because it was a non-arrestable offense. It was using an unpermanent sound device. And he goes, but we're going to crack your heads, and it's rock and roll time if you don't leave. I was tired. I said, great. Everybody, no, let's not protest. Let's go. Because the cops were getting their billy clubs out and wanted to go to sleep. But I'm telling you, just incredible laziness. And they've got a little. See, I said I'd go to your calls, and I start telling stories, and it just goes forever. How did I get into this? Oh, here it is. We're all being trained. You see, normal, hardworking, non-criminal class people never experience prisons. Never experienced jail, don't know what it's like. And in a way, this is good, because these are the goody two-shoes that go and sit on these juries when there's no evidence or it's a nonviolent crime or marijuana, and they love sending people who have got long hair or who are black or Hispanic or whatever the case is to jail. And it's not even that they're, quote, racist in their mind. It's that, oh, that's a scary person I don't know. They must be guilty. You know, it's more of the unknown is scary. So in a way, this is backfiring, having the TSA grope people's private parts, grope Miss USA, do all this. I talked to the state reps. That's why they unanimously passed a law short arresting the TSA when they grope. But the feds threatened an armed blockade of the airways, so they backed off cowardly. These state reps can't fly anymore. These are super clean-cut people with, you know, beautiful wives, handsome children, and they're watching them get groped and are freaking out. Good. These globalist social engineers, it's going to backfire on all of them. You want this tyranny? Well, all of the middle class and wealthy people are now having to go through it. And so this is going to backfire, that the fact that they're now taking women, and a lot of times beating them to death, because the women freak out. This is mama's, this is daddy's little girl who always had everything she wanted and gets her nails done once a week and goes to church and does bake sales and blue Santa and loves the system. And, oh, America, land of the free, home of the brave, who puts little American flags out. And she gets pulled over by some shaved head, tattooed cop. The CPS takes her kids for no insurance, just because she doesn't have the insurance card on her, or no seatbelt, and she gets to spend the night in there hearing people howling and crazy and detoxing and vomiting everywhere. She gets to discover, in a way, I just had an epiphany here. This is good. This is really good. Throw all the women in the dungeons with the dungeon keepers. Let them find out what's happening to all the poor people forever. See, the tyranny, this is why it always falls. It's done eating all the poor people, and now it wants everybody. Now it wants everybody. And let me tell you, that's when revolution comes. We got to use that Queensryche song I hear on the radio. Revolution calling. You know that song? Because that is exactly what's going on here. So Supreme Court ruling allows strip searches for any arrest. New York Times. Every detainee who will be admitted to the general population will be required to undergo a close visual inspection while undressed, Justice Kennedy wrote, adding that about 13 million people are admitted each year to the nation's jails. Yeah, we have more people in prison than any other country, including China. In fact, we have double the number of China. Double. China is 1,300,000,000, and our country has double the people in the jail. In Williamson County, north of where I live in Austin, they arrest you when a videotape, back when they still had video stores or CD, a DVD, is 2 days late, you get arrested. Library books are a week late, you're arrested. I mean, you might as well move to Nazi Germany in 1942 to live in Williamson County. And why is it like that? Because it's a retirement community of totally naive Americans who think this is still 1950. And they believe the cops and the system, whatever they tell them, even though the cops and the mayors and all of them in Williamson County, it's constantly getting caught dealing drugs, their wives, kids dealing drugs, killing people, robberies, total corruption, murdering people in the jails, every form of corruption, one of the worst counties in the country. But they all wear suits and ties and are white and act conservative, so those old people go on those juries, and they just send everybody straight to jail. The feds completely run Williamson County. They love it. It's a complete joke. It's come out that prosecutors in Williamson County are famous cases. No people are innocent, including folks who didn't even have criminal records. It's one thing if you set up somebody who's got a bunch of prior convictions. That's evil. That's wrong. They will send people to death row who they know are innocent when they have DNA and witnesses 100%. They will fight for 20 years to keep somebody on death row. And it all comes out, and the town just goes, oh, my gosh, you put innocent people in. And all these old people literally fall down on their knees and begin worshiping evil. I mean, they love it. It is a sycophantic worship center, worshiping injustice, worshiping corruption, worshiping the persecution of innocence. And Williamson County, Texas, is the model for this entire country and this entire world. And so, but again, they leave the old people alone in Williamson County. That's the taxpayers that the leeches sit on top of. And then anybody else that crosses through there is ripped apart by hyena-like creatures. I mean, Williamson County on record will pull you over. I don't care if you're a 65-year-old woman and open your purse and you've got prescriptions on the pill bottles and it's heart medication, you're going to jail. I mean, because it's a criminal enterprise. There are many areas in Texas, this has even been on national news, where the police pull people over and openly rob their purse of money. And it's almost always old women. And they say, why do you have $2,000? Well, Sonny, I don't trust banks too much. I'm going to visit my family. Well, we're taking that. And then they have the police on CNN defending it. No judge, no jury, no arrest, no nothing. We're going to impound your car and take you to jail unless you give us this money. And then I'm anti-police to talk about this. Here's another one. TSA brags about creating imperious security team in a job hiring ad they posted. And help wanted. And it is titled Domineering in a Haughty Manner, Dictatorial Overbearing. That's what imperious means. And if they're not imperious, I don't know what is imperious. This whole government, foreign bank run, is a bunch of imperious wannabe bossies, wannabe tough guys, sucking off the public with a bunch of naive people groveling to authority. America wasn't founded on groveling to big government.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
Martin in Colorado, we're going to you in a moment. Then Patrick.
Better
Brad, Kevin, Paul, and others. Wide open phones the next hour, interspersed with some key reports I'm going to get into. But I want to finish up with this since I just mentioned it. When you don't have due process, when you have government that claims it's taking all your rights away to protect you, look out, tyranny is on the way. And now we see it manifesting. TSA brags about creating imperious security team. Craigslist ad deleted after federal agency caught describing their role as dictatorial. The ad posted by the Transportation Security Administration in search of employees for an Ann Arbor airport brags about the federal agency's mission to create an imperious security team. The word imperious means domineering in a haughty manner, dictatorial, and overbearing. Yep, and now the government is going to be arresting you. Well, they already are. It's now commonplace. Just 5-6 years ago, people were blown away by people being arrested for no seatbelt. Now it's becoming standard procedure. Mama, grandma, grandpa's going to learn how to get put in the jail. And I saw an article where a veteran and a peace officer retired. The neighbor saw a gun and so called the police. And the police came and shot the guy. I mean, it's just, it's crazy the type of stuff that's going on. Or that case out in California where the cops beat the homeless guy to death for no reason. And then the surveillance tape got released and the police did get indicted. Well, they have to be indicted. Why would you break the neck and beat some homeless guy who didn't do anything? I mean, if you want to beat people up, go join a local karate or jiu-jitsu outfit. Go join a boxing club. Oh, but you don't want to actually go in there and fight somebody that wants to fight as well. Believe me, I don't either. I mean, I can get in a fight if I need to, but I'm not looking for it. My brain's already been shook up enough. I've had enough concussions for one lifetime. Again, don't play war with us. This is what governments always do. Don't play tough guy on my wife. Don't use your taser like it's a toy you can't wait to use on somebody. Just because you got beat up when you were in high school and now you want to show the world you're the boss with this Napoleon complex. And I'm not trying to get off. Again, I understand it must be hellish to be a police officer because most of them I run into are great, hardworking people who really do care. I'll be honest. It must be horrible, though, to be around these other people. And you know what I'm talking about. The crazy-eyed looking, power-tripping thugs who I see them and I immediately, like a dog, knows a threat. My hackles stand up on my back. We're going to go to break, come back. I promise I'm going to take 20 phone calls. I'm not allowed to go to news until I take 20 phone calls, but the callers are always so good. We're going to go to break, come back directly to your calls. Briefly, pay some bills around here. I haven't plugged anything in 2 hours. Plus, these are great products I believe in. We've got the Tangy Tangerine, the best multivitamin mineral mix out there, bar none. You can get discounts by signing up to be a distributor and get it in bulk at InfoWarsTeam.com and get the best discounts there. Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, Rebound, and more. Hundreds of great products there. I totally endorse it. And you notice I've now lost 40 pounds, even though it's not a weight loss product. InfoWarsTeam.com, really popular. Everybody I know that's trying it is amazed that, wow, Alex, this wasn't hype. No, I only push what I believe in. That's why it's taken me really a year to really start pushing it, because I knew it worked for others, but I had to do it myself finally and see the results, and I have. You can see them on video if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Speaking of that, we always have 15-day free trials running for that, and it's 15 cents a day total if you want to sign up and see the nightly news, the archives, and more. And the best gravity-fed filters that even have fluoride filters, if you want to get those separate, that do remove it down to almost non-detectable levels. It's all available at InfoWars.com on the online shopping cart, the ProPure water filters, and a 10% discount for my listeners.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.